Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family, there's been a breakdown now. Orong Road at the entry ramp to Roe Highway heading northbound in Welshpool. The left lane has been closed off now by traffic management who've just arrived on site. Traffic is flowing, but please slow down and proceed with caution. To the freeways, Mitchell southbound, slow Whitford to Avenue, and then again at Reed Highway. Quinana Freeway is still travelling quite well and no hotspots around the CBD or the metro. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yeah, he is.
Yay!
Grant Dusting is here.
Happy Friday, my friend.
I've still not got over that intro. It's unlike anything I've ever been.
Do you want Leon
to introduce me before?
Do you want Leon to send it to you? It can be your phone, like your ringtone.
That's a very kind offer.
That'd be awesome.
I think I'll pass. But
you should walk around. You should walk around the McCrindle office.
I do feel very
special. Just have
special,
the phone got off.
Thank you.
Sir, we're here. We're talking stats.
Yes.
We're talking figures. Those of our listeners who don't know, this is Grant Dusting. He works for McCrindle. McCrindle Research, just McCrindle.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
They do research.
Yeah.
And we are all about the stats here.
We are. And we're getting very close to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is Monday.
3 days.
Yes. And we've been doing some giveaways and
haven't
things like that.
Haven't organised anything yet.
But, you know, love is in the air, but not necessarily for everyone. Because you hear, Grant, a lot of people say there's just, especially women, there's just no good men around.
Yep.
I don't know what to do.
They're all taken, right? Hey, hey, Leon, hey, right? Grant, right? All right?
Yeah, okay. Moving on. So, Grant, tell us a little bit about some stats around ratios of men and women.
Yeah, so it turns out that song, "Where Have All the Good Men Gone," that is statistically a true statement. Because it's in Australia, we are officially in man drought conditions. So
really?
In Australia, nationally, excuse me, we have 220,000 more women than men.
That's a lot
Australia.
More women.
Like across
There's a lot
Australia.
More women in Australia than men.
So 221,000 more women, to men.
Yep.
Boys... That's good odds, you know?
It's almost a
There's no excuse, guys.
It's a quarter of a million more women.
Yep.
That's amazing.
So what that says to me is that men need to step up.
Oh, absolutely.
There's
no
excuse. They've got the competition.
That's right.
They need to step up and be the hero. If you're going back to that song, because they need a hero.
I need a hero.
Right?
Okay, that's why. Okay, so there's a man drought then, because obviously, you know, females to males, there's a different ratio there. So are we talking... Okay, hang on. There's too many numbers in my head right now. I can't get my head around it. No, this doesn't make any sense. I'm not good at maths. Okay.
Well, would you want me to... I can explain
you
part of it.
Yeah,
math.
Please, Grant.
You're
please
the math
Grant.
Man.
So part
You're the
of
math
it,
man.
So part of it is women live longer than men.
Oh.
So some of these ladies will be grandmas who've had a husband who's passed away.
Right.
But actually what's curious is this stat holds basically from the mid-30s. So from the age of mid-30s in Australia, generally, there's more women than men right on. So it's not just explained through life expectancy alone.
Wow,
that's terrifying
fascinating.
For us men, isn't it?
Fascinating for me, but...
That's scary
terrifying.
For us men.
Well, yeah, look, I'm really interested to know... what areas specifically? Because there must be some areas where there is more men potentially to women, and vice versa.
Well, let's
because it can't be just across the board. Everyone's
no, of course not.
Under it's, by a quarter.
That's not how it works. That's not how statistics work, Kirstie. But let's go to a quick song. I understand this. I know maths. Let's go to a quick song, and then we'll come back and we'll break it down.
Yeah.
State by state, maybe even suburb by suburb. You know, if you're looking for love, maybe it's time to move to Quinana. I don't know. You know? We'll find out next.
We'll find out.
How do you even do that? It's amazing. We're back with Grant Dusting, the Stat Man.
Talking about the man drought across Australia. Now, you just mentioned a fascinating fact that... 220,000 more women.
221,000.
Oh, sorry.
Well, don't forget that thousand. That's 1,000 more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More women than men across Australia.
That's right.
How do you come up with this research? Yeah. How do you find that out?
Well, there's a lot of great data and insights out there in the public. You just need to know where to look. And so part of what we do at McCrindle is we do our own research, surveys and things, but also this data comes from the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
All right.
And so one of my excellent colleagues, Josh, gave me a hand during the week to thanks Josh, shout out to you, to look at the ABS website and it breaks down males, females, different age groups, and you can find out even by suburb and by local government.
Okay.
So that's how we get this kind of data.
Let's break this down then.
Yeah, let's help a brother out. Let's help a girlfriend out.
Let's go state by state first. Or do we just want to talk about WA?
Let us know. Is there certain places that a guy has more chance of finding? No, or the opposite, wouldn't it be? Because there's a lot
there's
of girls,
more girls you
looking
need,
for men.
Yeah, the harder thing is to find a good man, you know? So let's do that.
So nationally, the biggest man drought places or states are South Australia
and ACT. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So those places
that surprises
me. ACT.
Because ACT is like politics and this
Parliament.
And that.
You think there'd
and
be a
universities and stuff.
Male-driven
Obviously, a lot of female staff members and government.
Yeah, hey, maybe that's our outdated way of looking at things, Kirsty. You know, I don't know.
True.
This isn't the 1950s anymore.
No,
you
true.
Know? Sorry.
But if you're a female and looking for good odds, Northern Territory is where you want to be.
Bam, Darwin.
But are we talking about good quality men here,
whoa,
Grant?
Unfortunately, the ABS doesn't record those kind of
insights. Not everyone wants a crocodile wrestler as a partner.
Personality traits in the ABS. It's called Darwin for a reason, you know? You'd be up there Darwinning. Okay. Well, let's talk closer to home. Let's talk WA.
Yes.
Should we go suburbs?
What's
the best place for a male
looking
for a lady?
So best place for a male.
Yep.
So these are the biggest kind of man drought suburbs in WA. Well, the first one's not in Perth. So Busselton actually comes out the top by far.
What more do you want?
If you're a
to
man
do?
Wanting good odds, Busselton's where you need to be.
Busselton's lovely.
Busselton's amazing.
So there's a lot of women down there. No way. Yeah.
There's 1,300 more females than males in Busselton.
Single fellows of 98.5. I suggest that you find a lovely place in Busselton.
And invite us down to stay for the weekend.
Yep, because Busselton's beautiful. And find yourself a lovely lady and settle down. Okay.
There you go.
But if we're looking a bit closer to home, in Perth, Innaloo, Mosman Park, Melville. Some of those areas where there's a man drought in these suburbs.
Yeah, Melville, located completely at Nations Church. come on, fellas, step it up.
Well, what about the other way around then?
So if you're a bachelorette.
Yeah, wanting to find a good man.
A good man.
Well, again, the stats can't comment on the good
man. I know, but I trust you, Grant.
But the odds would be in your favour if Perth City, a lot more men than women.
Okay,
so in the city.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Okay, yeah, corporate land.
Yep. And then it seems the southern suburbs are places where there's more men than women. So places like Wandi, Casuarina, Canning Vale, a lot more men than women. The Canning Vale.
Interesting.
Is that because there's more industrial sort of area down that way, or used to be, that there's more men working down that way?
Well, look, there is a prison in Casuarina.
Okay.
So you do have to factor these things in, but as well, that's another reason why the Northern Territory are so many men.
That's why Leon started wincing.
A military base. Yeah.
They've got a military base in Darwin.
Oh,
a good military man's good.
Yeah, he's good. Good at
ironing.
Crap.
That has been
but
so eye-opening.
Canning Vale would be the spot, apparently.
So more men than women in Canning Vale.
And more
it's
women
a lovely suburb.
And more women than men in Busselton.
All right, well, there's probably
there
the two
There you go, guys,
spots.
For Valentine's Day. Yep. Get to it.
Head down to Busselton for the weekend, fellas, and head over to Canning Vale for the weekend, ladies.
And sign up to the prison fellowship program.
Kirsty. Well, they need companionship and fellowship and, you know,
Grant,
community.
As per usual, this has been fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us.
Seriously, what are we going to talk about next?
1 another breakfast show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.